Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Rob Commandera, who is board president at Footlight Theater in Michigan City, and he's also directing their current holiday production. Everybody's doing a holiday production of
some
kind.
Yes, they are.
Well, you have to make money while the sun shines,
right.
Or hay while the sun shines, which transfers into money. That's the saying. Okay. So, Rob, how long have you been involved with Footlight?
Oh, I've been involved with them for about 20, maybe 25 years. Mm-hmm. I've been president for 18 of those years. This is my 18th
goodness.
Term.
Yeah.
So I've been around for a while.
Yeah. And how long has Footlight been around?
Footlight, this is our 69th season.
Wow.
That we're starting. We started this year in August.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yep.
How many shows do you do a year typically?
Between five or six. This, mm-hmm. This season we're only doing five. We're taking, after December, we're not doing another show again until March and then May. Mm-hmm. So we have two more shows after our Christmas show.
And it's all volunteer.
Yes, all volunteer. Nobody gets paid anything.
It's so sad.
I know.
That's why they call it not my profit.
Well, like as a president, you have to clean the theater. I mean, that's, you know, it's a glorious job. It's like, I wish somebody could come and clean my house.
That's great. So you have, you're premiering this year. It's a new show.
It's a brand new show by the playwrights Hope Jones and Wooten. We've done about maybe seven or eight of their shows before,
uh-huh.
Sold out. They're very, very comical writers and about the South.
Okay.
And this one's called A Double Wide Texas Christmas.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Double Wide is a city, the smallest city in Texas, and it only has 10 residents. And they found out that they cannot become a city unless they double their population. So they have decided to join all the cities in Texas in this manger competition. And they're going to try to become a town. And there's a lot of... we had a read-through, and nobody that auditioned for the show had ever read the show before.
Uh-huh.
And it took us almost 2.5 hours to read the show because we were laughing so hard. Yeah, and the show was like way less than 2 hours, so.
That sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Well, when is it running?
It runs, it starts on December 7th.
Okay.
And it runs for 2 weekends, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay.
And then we have a Thursday performance, the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Okay.
And our Thursday performances are $10 for everybody.
Uh-huh.
And the other performances are $15 or $10 for children 12 and under.
Mm-hmm.
And our Sundays are matinees at 2 o'clock, and our evening performances start at 7:30.
Oh, I think I have to see this. I wonder. Now, it's never been made into a short story, has it?
No. There was another show called Double Wide Texas, which is the first one.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to see that to see this one. But the same characters are in that. And we're actually looking at that just to see if we want to do that one because this one's so funny.
And I love the Christmas, though. I love mm-hmm. the idea of the manger competition.
Oh, yeah. They have one of the competitions is a Star Wars theme. So it's a galaxy far, far away in a manger.
Lord, it sounds wonderful. Well, it sounds like one of those Hallmark things, only with a very wry, sardonic twist.
Correct. And there's raccoons that are chasing people all over the stage, and it's just there's just so much fun in the show. And I like fun. I like directing a lot of shtick, and so there's a lot of that in the show.
And who and where? How large is the cast?
The cast is 12 people. One of them you never see. He's just a voiceover.
Okay.
Which he likes very much. And he's our sound man that's doing it. So
oh,
he's
good.
Happy with that.
Uh-huh.
And we only seat 80 in the theater. So uh-huh. It's definitely to make reservations is not required, but we definitely urge
advised.
It. Mm-hmm.
You and it was Footlight the Theater that started the 50-50 raffle.
I think so, because we've been doing it forever, before I started.
Yeah.
In fact, one of our guys, I mean, he has it down to a science. It's like 10 for 20 and 20 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, our radio station is falling apart as we speak. The first time I ever encountered that, but that's a clever little way of fundraising.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we keep our half for our youth program, and we're doing one again this year. Last year we did one. And we do it so that we don't have to charge the children.
Right.
So it's open to everybody if they can afford it or not.
That's great.
And we had 21 last year in our summer program, and they loved it.
Great. All right. Well, Rob, it's nice to meet you. And I am so happy to hear about a double-wide Texas Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the show. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.